Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is hyphens. On Monday afternoon, Pat was watching the cable channel CNBC and called me over to the TV because the hosts were talking about hyphens. Yep, in the middle of a segment on the economy, they started talking about hyphens because the ticker read something like, "Is the glass half full or half empty?" The original ticker had half full and half empty without hyphens, and then the next minute the words showed up with hyphens. You could see the evidence of a hyphen debate taking place right on the screen. Clearly, one person who had control of the ticker favored hyphens, and another person who also had control of the ticker did not. The hosts noticed and started talking about it themselves. Fun stuff. It turns out the first person was on the right track. In the sentence, "Is the glass half full?" you don't need a hyphen between half and full. However, if we put the words half full before the word glass, so that they're acting as a compound modifier, then it makes sense to use a hyphen. The sentence would read, "He was holding a half-full glass, half-hyphen-full glass." Now, the detail-oriented people among you will notice that I didn't say anyone was right or wrong, and I didn't use strong words such as "should hyphenate" or "must hyphenate." I chose my words carefully because the rules about hyphens can hardly be called rules. There are so many exceptions, it's making me crazy. The safest thing to do when you're unsure about hyphenating is to look the words up in a dictionary. For example, the Oxford English Dictionary generally recommends hyphenating half full when it comes before a noun and not hyphenating it otherwise. But the dictionary also shows exceptions. It's also common for published and in-house style guides to have a list of compound words that should be hyphenated. For example, the Chicago Manual of Style has a long guide to hyphenation and states that most compounds that begin with the word half are hyphenated when they come before nouns. So my advice is to check a dictionary or style guide. But if you don't have one handy, follow the rule that you hyphenate compound modifiers when they come before a noun, and don't hyphenate them when they come after a noun. Here's another example. They were in a long-term relationship. In that sentence, I hyphenated long-term because it comes before the noun relationship. Long-term is a compound adjective that modifies the word relationship. But their relationship was long-term, no hyphen. I didn't hyphenate long-term because it comes after the noun. Sometimes it's especially important to hyphenate the compound modifier because words can mean different things depending on the hyphenation. When you hyphenate the words, you're applying them as a single unit to the noun. For example, there's a difference between hot water bottle with a hyphen and hot water bottle without a hyphen. When you hyphenate hot water, you're making it a single compound modifier that applies to the word bottle. It's a bottle for holding hot water. But when you don't hyphenate hot water, the words are separate modifiers, and you're describing a water bottle that's currently hot. So, a hot water bottle with a hyphen is a bottle for holding hot water, and a hot water bottle without a hyphen is a water bottle that's hot. Always consider whether hyphenation will affect your meaning. Meaning also matters when you're trying to decide whether to use a hyphen within a word. For example, if you didn't press your jeans properly and you need to repress them, you would write that with a hyphen. I need to repress my jeans, re-press my jeans. Otherwise, people might think you mean the verb repress, meaning to stifle or put down. You repress your jeans, but repress bad memories. A dictionary is also helpful for figuring out less obvious cases of in-word hyphenation. Fortunately, there are at least a few solid rules. You use a hyphen when you're joining a prefix to a word that must be capitalized and when joining a letter to a word. So, for example, you use a hyphen in anti-American, un-American, and pre-Mesozoic, and in X-ray, A-list, and T-shirt. Also, you use hyphens to write up numbers from 21 to 99. For example, 35, 64, and 93 all contain hyphens. Hyphens are a complicated topic, and I promise I'll do another show about other hyphen questions in the future. We finally have book winners again this week. I'm giving away 3 copies of a book called How to Say It, Business Writing That Works by Adina Gewurz. I really enjoyed Adina's writing style, and the book walks you through a helpful outlining system to make your business writing better. The winners are Mia, Dave C., and Bob M., who were entered in the drawing because they're subscribed to the free email newsletter. You can subscribe to the blue button in the left-hand sidebar at quickanddirtytips.com. And I'll put a link to Adina's book, Business Writing That Works, in the transcript for this show. That's all. Thanks for listening.